hopefully it says that he's capable of doing this many, 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 many more times before he's done.
How about Damien tonight? Did you give him a little extra incentive or push him at all, or was it just Damien?
He doesn't need any incentive playing in this building. I mean, he sees his uncle's jersey hanging up there, and his father's here. His father was over, you know, at the hotel last night. I mean, if you don't like to say that guys care more about some games than others, but I got to think when you play in Atlanta, that's pretty special for Damien. I mean, for him to come home and play in front of so many family and friends and play the way he played, not just on the offensive end. Right? Joe Johnson was great. Damien did a pretty good job. Joe Johnson made some shots that Damien did a really good job defensively. So, I thought Woody, considering, you know, they're missing it. Obviously, one of their best guys, Josh, and they're playing without AC. Their guys played really hard, particularly in the third quarter. I mean, we just didn't defend. In the first half, I thought we defended very, very well. In the third quarter, we didn't, I don't know if we stopped them one time. They put 37 or 39 on us. And, they attacked us and they played hard. And it's one of those games that, you know, usually the team that has it last wins it, or somebody makes a shot like that, you almost feel bad. I mean, I'm really happy, obviously, but, you know, no one should lose a game like that. But that's when you're in a one-possession game. You know, we had some free throws with two of our best guys. Wally missed one and Damien missed one, but you're not going to be perfect. They missed. Josh missed one. Josh is one of their best free throw shooters. So, end of games, guys step up and guys make plays. We had a number of guys step up. Damien hit that huge shot from the right side prior to Kevin hitting the other one. So players make plays and players win games.
You said before that there's a lot of learning that goes on, especially this early. Now, I'm sure that there's a lot that you can take away from this game. Maybe what's the biggest lesson or the biggest growth you saw tonight?
Well, the growth is handling the end game. For the most part, we got good looks. We got the ball down in Wheezy a couple times. We got what we wanted. But the biggest lesson, I don't think it's a growing, it's a negative lesson, is we can't come out in the third quarter the way we did. After we played 24 good minutes and then come out and just not just allow them back in the game, but allow them to take control of the game. You know, it was great that we were resilient. I mean, you kind of forget Nick fouled out so early. Nick had 14 boards. He played great. Johan and Jelly gave us huge minutes in the first half when we were struggling. We wouldn't have been up what we were. So a lot of guys played well for us tonight. But, it's always about 48 minutes. We played a good chunk tonight, but we did that extreme thing, which isn't good. We had some very good ones, but we threw in some really bad ones, too. And you usually don't win when you throw in bad minutes on the road.
Was the play drawn up for Durant at the end?
It was either or for Damien or Kevin. It was a baseline. Wheezy set a baseline screen for Damien.